This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jalen Hurts, the night before the game was played, then we're going to get to the Diddy, Ray Dinninger. Jalen Hurts, as all the captains did, had an opportunity to address the team on the Saturday night before the game. As often Jalen does, he got deep. And he made it very personal and real. This was fascinating and poignant. Here's Jalen Hurts.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed my mentality, and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watched. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show, and I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that so empty. Doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been a mission this whole time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time. Let it come to you. And ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
That is some powerful stuff.
Strong,
from Jalen Hurts. Very powerful stuff. One of the great redemption stories, obviously, in Philly sports history. All right, let's talk to the Diddy, Ray Dinninger. He chronicles it all and obviously, you know, took in that parade on Friday. Let's talk to the Diddy about what went down, some decisions the Eagles need to make moving forward. He typically joins us on Mondays, but gracious to move this week to Tuesday with President's Day yesterday. We welcome the Hall of Famer, Ray Dinninger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you making out?
Better than good. Ray, whatever better than good is, that's me. So, and probably all of us. Ray, let's start with the parade, and then we'll broaden it out. What struck you as the moment of the parade, if you have one, or if you want to specify a couple that really stood out to you? Themes or moments of the parade? What hit you?
I love the fact that so many of the players got out of the bus and walked. I love the fact that the players brought the moment to the fans in a very real way. That they walked along the parade route, you know, shaking hands with the people, posing for pictures, tossing them beads. My grandson caught beads from Dallas Goedert.
Nice.
That's awesome.
He'll save those forever. I just thought that there was not a reaching out for the parade after Super Bowl 52, because there sure was, but this just seemed even more so, and it seemed like it was a shared kind of event with the players and the fans coming together in a very special way. I thought that was very, very cool.
Which do you like better, Ray? Which experience did you prefer, 2018 or 2025?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that I could pick one over the other.
I like this one. I like this one so much more. I felt like I didn't know what to make of that parade the first time, and this time it just felt like, I don't know, everything was right. Everything, my gosh, it was pristine the way it was all set up. And you know, all the way to the way the sun shone down from the sky. It was just beautiful.
All of that, I mean, that's all true, John. I mean, I certainly felt that too. I mean, I was there for Super Bowl 52. I was there for that parade on the Oval because I was doing the TV with NBC at that time, mm-hmm. and that was memorable in the ways that there were so many people out there that that had waited their whole lives for that one moment.
Yep, sure.
And, you know, and there were all the people that and I. Several of them came up and spoke to me that literally had pictures of their relatives and the urns with their ashes and all of that kind of stuff. That this was something that not just they but their whole family had waited a lifetime for, and they felt like they were sharing it in a very genuine sort of way. And it was incredibly moving. It was incredibly moving. And I mean, there was that sense of, you know, we weren't ever sure this was ever going to happen. We don't know if it's ever going to happen again. But we're here to celebrate what did happen and what, you know, and this day will always be our day. And, this one was different. This one was different in the sense that, you got the feeling that, you know, we're going to be back, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, in Super Bowl 52, there was the feeling that, boy, this is fantastic. And who knows if we'll ever be back, but let's enjoy this. This one, there was a feeling of kind of rightness.
It was sure. Just, like self-assurance. Like,
yeah, we you know, hey, we are this team.
Yeah.
You know, we are this team. We are the class of the National Football League. And we're going to do this again. You know, and we're going to have a great party today, but hey folks, let's, you know, we're going to be back here next year. And,
well, I
and
love
felt,
that.
And, yeah. and that part of it felt very real. The awareness that I think it was really hitting everybody in the city now that this team had become truly the best team in the National Football League. And I don't know if any of us in our lifetime ever had that feeling before.
You know, Ray, I agree with you, and I'll frame it this way. I feel like it's going to rewire the psyche of Philadelphia sports fans. A rewiring is occurring these weeks right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not used to this. It's like we had the Capitol until frickin' what, New York and D.C. took the Capitol and we lost it. And like we always lose. And now it's like we can be
bellyache about losing the Capitol in 1770.
Well, we had the Constitution and the Declaration here, and then we're told we're afterthoughts. So my point, Ray, is I do think there's a rewiring going on, which is cool. Now, look, they got a big task in front of them in that while they will have clearly a great roster, they may not have as good a roster. Ray, they got some really big decisions to make. How do you frame this, Ray? Because most people say Zach Bond's the most important to keep, but he's at a position Howie typically doesn't keep. So what is Howie going to do there?
Well, you know, he's got some flexibility, and he's very good at handling these kinds of situations. In fact, I dare say I don't think there's anybody in the NFL that does this sort of thing better. But I mean, I look at it, and to me, it's pretty clear that you can't let Zach Bond go. You can't. He's too valuable. And you saw this year what a difference he made in the defense. I mean, this guy was. I mean, it wasn't just he made a couple big plays. He was making big plays every single week.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys came through on that defense. I mean, the two rookies played out of this world. They were awesome. You know, Jalen Carter took the big step up that everybody hoped that he would, as did Milton Williams. I mean, there were a lot of guys who all contributed on the defense. But week in and week out, I mean, Zach Bond just proved to me and proved, hopefully, to the Eagles organization how valuable a good linebacker can be. I mean, this is a defense that's been built for years around the front four and pass rush and cornerbacks. And the linebackers were just kind of, they were the kind of the plug-in guys. And I never particularly agreed with that strategy. I mean, I looked around the National Football League and I saw good teams and really good linebacker play was part of their defense. Why this team decided to we're going to save a few bucks there and just pick up somebody? Oh, really? I mean, I think you saw this year, and nobody really, you know, the acquisition of him, nobody really thought it was going to be a game changer. I mean, he was kind of one of those linebackers who just kind of passes through. I mean, that's what mm-hmm. that's what I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Vic said, no, this guy, he's an off the ball player. I mean, we're going to play him inside, and you saw what a fit he was, and how every week he was around the football. Every week he was leading you in tackles. Every week he was tipping balls. Every week he was stripping the ball. I mean, you saw what a really good linebacker that's a fit for your system, how he can change games. And he did that over the course of the whole season, and I don't think it was a one-off. I think in this system, I think he's going to be that kind of player moving forward at the age of 28. So,
amazing.
You know, and the other thing is the going rate for guys at that position, because it's the prevailing thought around the league is that's how you pay linebackers, is, yeah, he's going to get offered a lot more money than you paid him this year. He's going to get offered a lot more money than $3 million. But he's not going to get offered $40 million. He's not going to get offered crazy money.
Is he going to get $10 million bucks a year, Ray? Is that what he's worth? Is this off ball? Is it $10
million? I think more, John.
No, I think he'll get offered more than that. But I don't think what the offers are going to be, and there'll be a lot of them, and they'll be significant. But I don't think they're going to be the kind of offers that are just going to blow you out of the water.
No, I agree.
I think if you really want to keep him, and I certainly think that they should think that way, then I think you can do that. And I don't get the feeling that with what this year meant to him and how it changed his life, you know, coming out of the shadows in New Orleans to come to be in a Super Bowl team in Philadelphia. You know, I don't think he's all that anxious to leave.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
if you make a good offer, he knows. Listen, he knows he's a really good team. He knows he's in a system that really fits his style of play, and he knows he's playing for a defensive coordinator who really believes in him and gave him the opportunity. I don't think he's looking to go out the door. I think he wants to stay. And if the Eagles value him at all, I think they can make that happen.
Yeah, me too. I hope so. Also,
I think he's that important.
Me
really
too.
Do.
Yes, and I can't foresee a season where he's not part of our defense. He's an all-pro inside linebacker that we've somewhat discovered.
I guess
it's like a Jordan Mailata situation.
No, that's fair. I get
you,
Ray,
can't let that walk out the door.
Well, Ray, I guess my only hesitation, because believe me, I agree with you entirely about the importance of Bond, but I also know Milt Williams, both the whole year and then specifically in the Super Bowl, what he did up front. I mean, there's good cases for a lot of people, and I don't think
Williams is going to be $20 million a year, I think.
I'm just saying, I don't think they're going to keep them all. And Ray, here's the other thing we should not lose sight of. I don't care how damn good all our guys are that we love. Other players have guys, too, that Howie's going to try to get. I mean, we saw the Phillies 15 years ago hold on to some players too long. We saw the Eagles in 2018 and 2019, like, not handle having won a Super Bowl all that great. I mean, you know, part of this whole thing
How
is...
How concerned are you
go
about
get
that part, Ray?
Yeah.
Like the handling, the winning, the balancing, the winning with the moving forward. We weren't that good at it the last time.
No. And this team has not handled the year after Super Bowl all that well in their history. I mean, not that they've gone all that often, but each time that they've gone, that next year has been difficult. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're not kidding. I'm rifling through in my head. 2005 was a disaster.
Yeah. Right.
A disaster. Anyway, go ahead, Ray.
Tell me about it.
No, I mean, look at them. I mean, the year after, if you go all the way back to the Vermeil team, that team came back in 81. They started the year 6-0 and then fell apart, much the way that the Eagles team of a year ago fell apart. And lost a lot of games down the stretch, went in the playoffs when they were one and done. You know, then Andy's team goes, and, you know, the next year you come back, the T.O. thing blows up, McNabb gets hurt, you wind up finishing the year with Mike McMahon at quarterback, and you don't even make the playoffs. Then the year after you win it, you know, you win a game on the doink, but then you lose in New Orleans. Then you come off the year with this team a couple years ago when they lose to Kansas City, and then you come back the next year and it's you know, 10-1, then they follow the path of the Vermeil team and they completely collapse. So the history of this team coming off Super Bowls is kind of discouraging, because in the past they've never handled that well. But the difference is, I think this time, unlike the other times, I think this time they are the best team. I think they are coming back with the best roster. I think they are coming back with the best team. I think they are coming back with the best chance to do it again. and have never been in that position before. So, I mean, are there challenges? Yeah, definitely there are challenges. And there will there be changes? Of course, there always are. But I think that what they did this year was that they really found themselves over the second half of the season. I think they really just kind of recognized for the first time how good they are.
We staked that claim, Ray. We put our flag in that. We are the best team, bam, and we just defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. They had that mantle. We are now that.
For what it's worth, we did kind of think that 7 years ago.
what they did to the Chiefs was, I mean, they didn't just beat, they crushed the Chiefs.
They did.
I mean, you go back and you watch the tape on that. I mean, that was a total beatdown. And what they've done is, I mean, the narrative they wrote in Philadelphia, which we'll always remember, but they've rewrote the narrative on the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, there's nobody now that's going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as one of the great teams of all time because of that game. I mean, they were a week before that game, people say, "Wow, going for three in a row, nobody's ever done that. Lombardi Packers couldn't do it. Shula's Dolphins couldn't do it. The Cowboys couldn't do it. This could be the greatest team of all time." Well, Sunday
sure didn't look that way.
Ain't nobody saying that now. I mean, they took a big bite out of the Kansas City Chiefs' legacy. Look, nobody's going to take away the two Super Bowls, the Super Bowls that they won. I mean, that was a terrific achievement. But the idea that people were starting to put them in the pantheon of the greatest teams that ever played, the Eagles took that away good and proper on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well said, Ray. Ray, I want to thank you for a spectacular season of coverage. Now, our aim is going to be to continue these phone calls with the greatest frequency possible per your schedule. But just know we'll connect off the air. But, you know, as we kind of wrap the season up, I want to truly thank you. I mean, it was so great bringing you back, basically, because you were like retired guy. And I know you're still, you know, pseudo-retired guy. You're living the life I want to live someday, Ray. Let me put it that way. Mostly retired, pop on for a couple minutes here and there. Ray, that's the life I envy. Hopefully 30 years from now, that's where I'm at, we're all at.
Yeah.
But Ray, I really want to thank you, man. You're as good as a guest, and you know, we all know that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. All I can say to that is be careful what you wish for. because I am right now in the process. I'm not you're gonna think I'm kidding when I say this, but I am literally in the process of rewriting the Eagles Encyclopedia. Because the Eagles have delivered me to that point now. The book publisher now wants a revised, fully updated Eagles Encyclopedia, edition number 4, which we are now calling Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition Roman numeral 2. And I have been locked in a room now ever since the final gun down in New Orleans. And I have a hard copy deadline that I have to turn around a 494-page book by March the 7th.
Jeez.
Well, Ray, good luck to you. And make the 2020 chapter as small as possible. Right?
We don't need much on that. Listen, Joe, I mean, who doesn't love a book with a happy ending? And boy, was this a happy ending.
Sure was. Ray, stay well, my man. We'll talk perhaps as soon as next week. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is, the Diddy. Great stuff. All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope everyone had a good President's Day. Opportunity for a lot of people to kind of catch your breath. It had been a whirlwind the last couple weeks with all that was going on with the Eagles. And Friday was obviously an all-time day in Philadelphia. I mean, deep into the night. As long as some people could last. I mean, it started so freaking early.
Deep into the night? Did you...
It was about midnight.
Yeah.
I loved it. Give me an old man party anytime. Party during the day. Party during the day. I'm done early. I was hanging out at home. It was beautiful.
Yeah. You locked it down early then, Jimmy, when it was all said and done?
I mean, I stayed up all night watching parade videos, but I definitely went,
I think that was kind of one of my favorite parts when you sort of you get home, you sort of retreat, and then you kind of cozy up and you talk and you look at the videos together, show each other on your phones, everyone, hey, check this one out. It really was cool.
It was great. I mean, it was quite a day. You know, we asked you the Twitter poll question of the day, speaking of not so much the after party, but the parade itself. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, did the Eagles Super Bowl parade live up to your expectations? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It certainly did for me in a massive way.
So it surpassed It surpassed my experience from the first one. I loved everything about it. Joe, it was where we started the day.
Yeah.
It just set the tone for a wonderful.
To be fair, though, John, we had 7 years ago zero visual of what was occurring. Yeah. As we broadcast from 10 to 2, we literally could not see the floats.
And this time we could see everything.
Right.
We could see outer space. We could see, and then we also had the giant screens that were within the view of what we were looking from atop the Logan. But, then after we got done with our show,
right.
My favorite part of the day was, forging forward with my daughter, making our way to the steps of the art museum, because that, man, it really was. That is an all-time day in our lives. Like father, daughter, it feels like that's the one. That's the one we'll talk about forever.
Good for you, man. That's really neat. I'm happy to hear that, you guys experienced it that way
so
together.
So great,
man. That's great. So here's a day that's going to be an all-time day, maybe not to the same extent. We should figure out, not necessarily right now what day it'll be, but in the coming days, we should have a day where the audience gets to just wail away at the hammer for the Jalen Hurts stuff.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's deserved.
Because people want that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first thing Brandon Graham said to you when he came on. It was like his first comment. Yeah, I think they want it.
So just file that away and just know we'll pick a day in the coming days.
I'm available tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we'll say we got time. We'll figure it out, but we'll do what Jalen Hurts
hammer.
We'll do one of those kind of days.
Honor Jalen the way he deserves to be honored.
Well, those are
at
almost,
the hammer's expense.
Yeah, they're almost two different shows. There's
it'll be the same thing.
I don't know. No, there's an honor Jalen day, but there's also a rip the hammer day.
No, see, ripping the hammer is a way of honoring Jalen. That's the point.
So we'll figure it out. Anyway, just. No,
I'm going to get you a Love Hurts sweatshirt
for
that day.
What I need is like the armor that RoboCop had, all right? I need to come in here. John, I've used the phrase before, the human pinata. That'll be an all-timer, all right?
I'm eager.
We'll get to
hear where that goes.
We'll get to that. All right, so a lot of parade reaction. Philly's also at spring training. Heaviest on the Eagles today for obvious reasons, but I want to play some audio for you of Dave Dombrowski. Just a little touch of Phillies talk, because we'll be cranking that up, hardcore soon. And Dombrowski talked recently, just kind of a big picture overview of the squad he's got. Here's Dombrowski.
We feel real good about our ball club. We're in a situation where we think we can compete with anybody. We like our ball club overall. Don't think we have any glaring weaknesses. We won 95 games last year. We were in a position, unfortunately, we had the short postseason. But we have quality start and pitching, so it should keep us in a game every single day. We talked about the bullpen, and we'll score runs. Our club has a good offensive ball club. So we feel real good about where we are, but we know it's not going to be easy because there are a lot of good clubs. The Braves and the Mets in our own division, and you start going throughout the whole league. But we think we can compete with anybody.
All true. It's interesting. He names the Braves.
But it doesn't make me feel that great about the fact that it feels like very little has happened.
Well, that's a whole nother thing we'll get into in much more detail as a show in the coming days and the next 2 to 3 weeks. Because, John, they did not do much.
No.
In the offseason. But, my contention was they didn't have to do as much as many people thought.
Agree.
You know who did a lot? The Dodgers. They did a lot.
I know they did.
A lot. World Series champions. They're like, let's go add a bunch of people.
I know.
So that feels disgusting.
Well, it's a tough reality. It's a tough look. We also know the Phillies, apparently, I'll use the word apparently, don't have the money that the Dodgers do. There's to a certain extent only so much you can do. But anyway, they got a heck of a ball club. I think the Phillies will give us a great season. We'll see in October if they played a better baseball. But it does set up, I'll say this, a fascinating conversation for what will be the month prior to the season, the 6 months in the season, and then the final month in October to see if the Phillies failed this offseason to do what needed to be done to put a better charge in it. We'll see. So, look, I look forward to talking a lot of Phillies baseball. I want to thank everyone who listened to us through the football season. Obviously, when a team makes a Super Bowl run, we just get more listeners than we otherwise might normally have because it's really fun and it's a Super Bowl run. But if you're new to our show, just know, you know, season to season, the show rolls on. We're going to go, you know, pretty heavy in the fills, obviously, in the summer for all the obvious reasons. But it's not like John the Eagle's going to be off the table at all. I mean, free agency.
10 days until the combine.
Well, the combine, and then free agency earlier in March than it normally is.
March 10th, yeah.
And then the draft in April. And then mixed in is going to be, you know.
OTAs, April 21st. I got the whole list in here,
well, yeah.
Joe.
But I was going to say dates. Philly's opening day.
Yeah.
The Sixers in the third round of the playoffs. You know that B word when you say the B word and you cough at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do right now, but I don't want to get fired, so I won't do that. Mm-hmm. But just know this. A lot of good stuff is up ahead. Unfortunately, it's not much to do with the Sixers and Flyers. But we'll try to keep you as entertained and informed as we can. And ultimately, more than anything, because this is always just our goal with the show, just have fun. We want to have fun with you, and we appreciate you listening. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Seth Joyner joins us coming up in about a half an hour. Let's talk to Sean right now. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Sean.
I'm calling in to share my experience at the parade.
Yeah.
I was able to hand a huge bottle of Hennessy over the rail, and Saquon stopped.
That was you? I saw that video.
Yeah, man.
That was great.
Wasn't worried about germs.
Yeah, we're all clean people, man. It was a good group. I was there with a great group. Yeah, it's amazing, man. We hung on to the bottle. We're trying to get Saquon to sign it, if possible, and meet him back there next year so we can just finish it off because nobody else is drinking from it.
Understood, and that's really nice you had that moment, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, man, it was great. I just wanted to go back to the point from earlier. I think they need to re-sign Zach Vaughn all day, if possible.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. Just riding high, man. It was great. Like, my son brought the bottle down, and it's been one of the best experiences of our life.
That's so cool,
just
man.
Just wanted to share it with everybody once again. I called in yesterday, but I wanted to talk to you guys.
Sean, excellent.
Congratulations, Sean.
Listen to you every morning.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, you can win the Dave Matthews tickets. What was a great fictional party?
I'm going Wolf of Wall Street.
Now, which party, just remind me, which scene's the party?
The one where he gets up and makes a speech, and they go crazy in the office.
Party. I'm not going to call that a party. I'm going to call that an office meeting.
They
got a little raucous.
Office party.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a pretty raucous party.
It's a pretty raucous meeting.
But it's a party.
It's an office party.
They're drinking.
Yeah, yes, there's tons of drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a party.
All
it's
right.
Definitely a party.
I didn't see the movie, so I can't help you out there.
All right, let's get to Marcus and Percocet. What's going on, Marcus?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's been a long time.
Hi, Marcus.
Well, welcome back, Marcus.
Thank you. I guess what I wanted to kind of say, aside from my party scene, is I feel, other people have alluded to this, I think Richie and even you, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I feel a sense of peace now. Like, I'm happy. I'm satisfied.
Totally.
I of course, you know, I'm 55 years old. I've been there through the lean years.
I can't.
And,
I didn't think it was a phone issue. I thought it was an emotional issue. Keep going, Marcus.
Yeah, I got it.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got it. I'm a diehard fan, always have been. I want the Eagles to win every game they play. But they may not win the Super Bowl next year. They may not win the Super Bowl after that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But the Eagles are one of the top professional sports franchises in the world.
That's right, Marcus.
They're up there with anybody. Up there with any. And Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman have made this happen. God bless them for coming here. And, you know, like I said, I want the Eagles to win every game, but we won the big one in 2017, and we got cheated out of the one in 2022.
I agree with that.
And we got.
By the way, Money got
2004.
Yeah,
too.
Money got cheated in 04. I mean,
all I'll say is I don't know if we win this year if they won in 2022, if they have the same drive, resiliency.
You never know.
Like, it felt like it shaped them in a way. So that's the way I would look at it, at least.
Listen, that is possible, but I will say this. The Eagles in that game seemed so physically superior. I tend to think the Eagles would have won anyway. All right, Marcus, tremendous call. Give me an answer.
Thank you.
Give me an answer for a fictional party.
All right, so I got a couple, and I've been dying to try and figure out which one. But I want to go with the cringe white trash party in Superbad.
That's a great answer.
The guys just stumble into that, like, they're, like, too young to be hanging out with these guys party.
Oh, you got it. So good. All right, Marcus.
Michael Cera does great the movie. Singing. They think he's the singer kid.
Great movie. So all right, CJ, GJ.
You saw Superbad?
Loved it.
Oh, see, I thought you didn't
three,
like
four
that
years
one.
Ago. No, okay, I liked good. That a lot. That one was really good.
That's sort of surprising because
no,
you don't normally like funny things that are frivolous
funny.
Like
yeah,
that.
That are this century?
Yeah.
Is that a fair
much.
Way to put it?
Pretty much.
So yeah. CJ, current. GJ would probably be a fun guy to party with, but let's listen to him not in party mode. Let's listen to him in poignant mode.
Super is, poignant mode.
Yeah.
This one hit me maybe the hardest of all the speeches.
Yeah. So we have the audio of the Eagles captains addressing the team the night before the Super Bowl. Now, before we play this, John, I just want to ask you, you played in one and were a team member of another, injured in 04 with the Eagles, team member Raiders, obviously, when you played. Do you remember, did these things happen? I know you had the whole Barrett Robbins thing and you know,
yeah,
like,
I
did
remember.
You guys have the
remember that.
The Donovans and the Docks and the Rich Gannons and the Tim Browns talked? Can you remember that the night before? Did John Ritchie talk to the team?
I don't remember specifics of who okay. talked, and I think it was the coaches. I think we kept it a lot more close to the vest in terms of the coaches, just like they would under normal circumstances, okay. were the ones standing up there and doing the talking.
Is your recollection?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Let's listen to CJ GJ. I did think this was pretty darn poignant. Here he is the night before the Super Bowl.
It's emotional for me to be here. They legacy, though. Simple. About y'all been through a lot of shit, bro. We ain't gotta say shit when we win it. Cause our story is gonna tell itself, bro. I get emotional because I know we all winners, bro. Why not have a chance to express that on the biggest stage of them all?
You know, we're so used to seeing CJ GJ, the player on the field, just run around like a Tasmanian devil, or off the field in a way that we see him as this, I don't even know what the words would
belts
be.
Belts to asses, I believe
kind
that's the
guy,
word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was like what's in his heart and soul in a different way. I mean, talking about, you know, crying, having left, because he wasn't going to admit that publicly over the last, you know, especially last year when he was in a pseudo feud with the Eagles for letting him go. He wasn't happy about that. And this was a very powerful way for him to address what happened 2 years ago, because it was 2 years ago in a week or two.
Yeah, we didn't know.
That
we
he was
didn't
out.
Know how hard it was on him.
Yeah.
We had no idea. But this was his role is so unique in all the great teams that I've been around, that they've got guys like this. Guys who can, I don't know if you saw it, the parade. He grabbed the camera from the guy from CBS and was filming the parade with the news camera. Like, this guy is always, I don't know, like acting out.
Well,
it's always
edge.
Lighthearted. It's always, yeah, he's got some edge.
You know what?
He's looking at things differently. That is what a team needs sometimes to distract you from the enormity of the situation.
Right. I think,
you know, he brings levity. He brings lightheartedness when it's so heavy.
Right.
And that's part of what makes a team stay on top.
Well, he brings great intensity also. And I'll say this.
True.
It's the kind of thing that I know last season as the Phillies thing, it felt like was slipping away a little bit and ultimately did.
Yes.
But you saw signs in August and September like, this don't feel right. That they might have needed an interjection of a different type of personality to align them in a different way.
Sometimes just some fun is what you need. You know, just briefly.
I don't know that it's just purely
just
fun, though. It's also, and I'm not saying the Phillies players like Bryce and others aren't intense, but sometimes it's just a different perspective. I mean, to me, CJ GJ brings, the word I would use more than fun, and this is my perspective from the outside, this might be the wrong word. What I sense is intensity.
Everyone's intense, but
he's on a different level.
He's on a different level, man.
Okay, but he's also acting out. There are guys who are intense and they bang their heads against the lockers.
Right.
He is intense and funny. He really has a huge personality that he, of course, they've done a great job allowing him to be who he wants to be.
Yeah.
And that's what the team needs him to be.
Yeah. All right, let's also listen to Saquon the night before the game. Because obviously for Saquon, it was his first time in a championship game. I mean, he didn't get it at Penn State. He didn't get it at the Giants, as we know. So Saquon, year one, an incredibly special year. I think more than anything, this will be remembered primarily as the Saquon year. It may have been the best season in the history of Philadelphia sports. I tend to think not because Wilt did Wilt stuff. But, like, it's up there. It's really, 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 really high up there. Saquon Barkley was beyond spectacular. He addressed as a team captain. He addressed the team the night before the game.
I want to start by saying thank you to everyone in this room. And I just want to thank you guys for welcoming me in and showing so much love and so much support. I think you hear the common theme up here, right? And I think every single one of us bring up team. And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even growing even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't f*** with us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like this.
That really hit me also,
yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
I mean,
that really is awesome. Because I can't tell you how much tape you watch getting ready for this game. If you thought you studied tape prior to the Super Bowl, go to a Super Bowl, you've never experienced this. Every spare second you have, you're watching tape because you don't want to miss anything. You need to see every play, every formation, mm-hmm. every personnel group. Like, you need to see it, and then you need to reinforce it, and you need to be able to tell. You need to be able to talk about it. You need to be able to communicate it. It's just that's the safety net that everyone falls back into.
Sure.
Watching all that tape.
I'll add this one more thing before we go back to the phones. The thing to me about Saquon's speech that takes it up 1,000 points historically is what the Eagles did the next day. Mm. Like, his words would be, in hindsight, like, ridiculous or hollow.
They can't bleep with us, and he was 100%
right?
correct.
Rhea, I am convinced that game could have been played 10 times, and the Eagles would have won all 10 games.
I think their mindset going in, just from what
just,
you hear.
But not even just, yeah. I mean, mindset is part of it. I just think the Eagles were so vastly superior. Yeah. And look, I know you're going to have maybe the one game in 10 where your kick returner, you know, fumbles on the first play, and so maybe the Eagles have 3 random fumbles, and because of that they lose, and anything like that is possible. But I'm just telling you, if they played that game 10 times, based on what I saw, I think the Eagles win all 10. And I think that's what Saquon was speaking to the night before the game with his confidence level, John, as you're saying, based on the film study. It was they utterly decimated the Kansas City Chiefs at both line of scrimmages. Jalen played one of his 2 or 3 best games of the season, you know, probably the game versus who was the regular season
Steelers?
Game? Steelers. Regular season, great game against the Steelers. Washington playoffs in this one. So he played one of his 3 best games, probably the best game of his year.
You know what was great about rewatching
just,
it?
They just... Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
No, just how his runs
he was on
were
it.
Massive in this game.
He was on it.
I mean, the throws he did were perfect, but they were just backbreakers.
He was completely dialed in.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Darren, calling from South Philadelphia. Good morning, Darren.
What's up, older brother, Uncle Richie?
What's up,
Auntie,
Darren?
Auntie Rhea and brother Seltzer.
Darren, you and I did not have that beer at the parade, as you were hoping.
I let me just say this. You can thank the 350 people that were on 76 coming from KOP. They gave my sister an anxiety attack at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're like, we'll turn around. We ain't even going to do that shit.
Gotcha.
But
all right.
Do you know who should be the happiest, the Super Bowl parade and all the championships we should have?
Well,
right
a,
now, do you know who the happiest people
that's
in
a loaded, are? That's a loaded question. I don't even know how to...
No. It's simply one answer. The Philadelphia Phillies, because the level of atrocity that they've committed in the last 2 and they're not doing anything, the only reason we're so happy and, you know, I haven't flipped out and other Phillies fans haven't is because we've been on the high of a Super Bowl. But Dombrowski, I'm laughing at his comments because he's out of touch. Like,
So I don't think so, Darren, but I think a lot of people will agree with you. I think more people are in your camp than mine, but I will remind you, Darren, they did have the third best record in baseball last year. They clearly They clearly had some injuries which were more pronounced than we knew about. Like, the Stott thing was a problem, and obviously Jeff Hoffman was injured. I mean, obviously he was injured. Ranger was injured. We know that. So, you know, I don't think coming back with basically the same team is craziness. I really don't.
But, Joe, it's back-to-back playoff runs that they've done what? The bats have gone cold. What have they done to address that in the last 2 years? Absolutely nothing. Austin Hayes was the answer at the trade deadline.
I know.
And then absolutely nothing. So it's insanity to think that, oh, we can just run it back and we'll be okay. No, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm down Broad Street, but they did nothing to instill confidence in me.
Well, other than give you a season last year with a third best record.
I mean, third best is only second loser.
You can say it that way. But, Darren, I'd also tell you, man, teams like the Dodgers, the Braves, even the Astros, field a great team almost every year, and they lose more than they win in the postseason.
That's true, but they take the chances. I understand. And try than not try and lose.
I'll say this as my final retort. We knew going into the offseason the players that most people wanted to move weren't necessarily the easiest to move. I mean, Castellanos still has money. Well, no, but that makes it like you can't dump Castellanos and say, "All right, here's a scrub out there." You can't do that. Castellanos isn't great.
Better,
but,
though, Joe.
What?
You made the statement that we have less money, but when you give a pitcher like Taijuan Walker, it was like $120
Well, listen,
that was their
Bryce Hoff. They screwed up. That's their Bryce Hoff. Completely a screw up.
And that's somewhat of an outlier.
It really is. I mean, he's nailed a lot more than he's gotten wrong. Darren, give me a great answer for a fictional party.
I have a question. Does it actually technically have to be a party? Like, is it a celebration or just a party?
We're using the term party.
Party is the term we're using.
Yeah.
All right. How about the Red Wedding Party?
I mean, it was a party initially.
That sure was.
It ended poorly.
Yeah. I mean, ended poorly from the perspective of us as viewers and the Starks.
Yeah,
but
I guess Frey was pretty happy with how it ended.
Frey was very happy. And and it was a party.
Sure, it was, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Let's get to Joe in Telford. That's an interesting twist. Joseph, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Two-time Super Bowl champs. A lot of my points are made already. Jalen Hurts, he's still, like, these guys in the national media, they're still like, oh, he's not a top-8 quarterback. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
Who are these guys?
Like Kraus, he's got on ESPN, Sports Illustrated. Like he's a top three quarterback.
Well, I don't think he's top. I don't think he's top three, but I think he is in the top eight.
I think he's second.
Yeah, I think he's right there, three or two.
Okay.
Billy's points. I like the lineup changing, but I really agree with the last caller. This team has not instilled much confidence in me to really root for him that much in the regular season. We're at the point where like. We've seen them get to the postseason, and the bats fall flat.
I know.
And Kevin Long, like, I've called about this before, that guy needs to go. Like, that guy should have been gone 1 or 2 years ago, and so that's why I'm calling for Topper at this point. Like,
well,
that guy should have gotten rid of Long 2 years ago because these guys are golfing every time they're at the plate. Like, it looks like they're actually swinging at a golf ball. It's unbelievable.
I know.
I can't wait for the usual story that begins this season about how Kevin Long's worked on their swing, and they're going to approach things every year.
Kevin Long is a very respected hitting coach, and you got to wonder how much of this is the coaching and how much of this is the
players.
The guys.
I'm with you, John.
What are you doing with your approach, man? Like, when Castellanos gets up there, and this is, you know, a couple years back, and I just could not understand, low and away, dude. Wear your freaking brain when you get up to the plate.
I know.
Low and away, don't swing. Like, Kevin Long can't hold his bat for him.
I agree, John. I mean,
what's he doing there? Then what's the point of a hitting
coach? He's telling them what
them
to do when they're ignoring
to
it.
They need to learn.
Oh. Yeah.
At some point, I've had enough of him.
No, I get it. And, Joe, we've been through this many times as fans where it's impossible, frankly, to discern what's on the coach and what's on the player. Right. But I tend to lean in John's direction. Some of those guys...
Well, the fact that he's still here, better. Kevin, he's widely respected and he's still here. That suggests that he has done a good job.
Well, that they believe in him to some extent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
At least they do.
All right, Joe, give me an answer for a fictional party. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets.
I want to ask you, if the Phillies get to the postseason this year and they fall flat again, do we get rid of Kevin Long if the batting looks the same as it does last year?
Well, listen, maybe, but I think the bigger question is, do they get rid of Rob Thompson?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's...
I think
you know.
So, yes, absolutely. So. Big party, the Eagles parade.
Fictional. We need a fictional party.
Fictional party? I do not have an answer, guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Let's get to Nick. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Good morning, Nick. St. Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello,
Super
Nick.
Bowl champion fan, Nick.
How are you, pal?
What's up? What's up? Good morning, Rhea. Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. Such a great day.
Well, hold on. If you're going to give me If you're going to give me that many good mornings, I got to give you...
Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
By the way, Tiger about to play again soon. He's 49 and, like, massive, whatever, the fusion and... This guy, man, look, he's probably never going to really compete again, but I'm rooting for him. All right, go ahead, Nick.
He'll compete.
So, I don't know, John. He might be
to get by real quick.
washed. Go ahead, Nick.
So two quick things I just wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So A.J. Brown with that like little tweet he made last week or whatever.
Yeah.
I think maybe after the parade, I think maybe when the Super Bowl might have hit him a little bit different and he's a little bit more happy or feels better. How do you feel about that?
I hope so. I hope
for all the players. I mean, you can see things online. You can be at a game and hear people cheering, but to like see it in your face like that, to see that many people, like all they're there is to love you and celebrate you. Yeah. Like, I would hope that hit a lot of players.
But I will say this, Nick, some people in life are driven by the process and not the result. Or the quest for the result through the process. I'll give you an example. This has always blown my brain. I don't get it, but the guy with $15 billion who cares about making the next billion. Like, I'd be sitting on the $15 billion. But, you know, those guys, a lot of them are wired to go make the next billion and the next $10 billion and the next $30 billion and the next $100 billion. And so some people in life, and maybe AJ as an athlete is like this, is driven by the process to keep achieving. And if that's what is his thing, then that's his thing. I know this. I won Trainers Hard. I'm just being honest.
They
with
got
it.
To the $15 billion by always wanting to get the next billion.
I know. No, I mean,
that's how it works.
All right, what's your second point, Nick? All right, Nick, not quite thought in. It's all good. Here's the post that AJ put up. This is prior to the parade. I forget what day, maybe Wednesday or Thursday last week. AJ posted the following. He said, after a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact. LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the defensive back drops his head and surrenders because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late night, sacrifices. I love putting smiles on people's faces, don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love the most, back to work. Look, it's very admirable.
Great.
I just, you know, for his own sake, I wish he would enjoy it a little bit
more.
Yeah,
honestly, I do what you got to do, but I wanted him to, like, feel it, man.
Yeah, I felt a little sad for him. But
sad, yeah, exactly.
If this is who he is,
whatever it works, buddy.
You know, then there it is. 215.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.